We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Now, if you've been with us for the last 24 hours, you know we're having our 36 Hours for Kids Radiothon to benefit Children's Hospital of Richmond. And it is one of the success stories in downtown Richmond. I've got to give credit to the folks at the hospital. They're building this big, beautiful, I mean, it is state-of-the-art. I did a tour last year. State-of-the-art hospital for anybody. But some of it is scaled for kids. And the people who work there know how to treat children. And there may be subtleties, but there's a difference between treating an adult and treating a kid. Emotionally, too. Not just physically, emotionally. Elias Nujar is the CEO of the Children's Hospital of Richmond. And I think we've done pretty well so far today. I mean, Jeff Katz is going to bring it home this afternoon with his Jeff Katz Club. You know, the high rollers of Richmond who will all give like over $1,000. But I think we've done pretty well this morning with donations at 228-5437, by the way. That's the number if you want to give a donation. 228-5437. Hi, Elias. How you doing?
Hey, John, how are you this morning? It's great to be with you and all of your listeners.
Are you looking at the numbers? It's been a rough year, and I was a little worried yesterday, like, oh, my God, so many people are out of work and businesses have really taken a hit. We might not deliver this year the way we have over the past 5 or 6 years. How are we doing, you think?
You know, I'll tell you, so John, you know, first and foremost, of course, you know, we think about our community and our country right now and all of those who are affected by this. And I think about our great teams. You know, they take great pride in serving others and healing kids and families. And so, you know, I'm very optimistic that our community, I know they support the great work that we're doing, and being, you know, a part of something like this with you and Jeff Katz and just all the wonderful people in this community, I'm very confident that much good will continue. I've not seen the up-to-date numbers yet, so, you know, I'll look forward to seeing those myself, but from what I'm told, we have some great activity and just, you know, grateful for the enthusiasm. And as you said, it's really happening. That's what's very special, seeing that building coming out of the ground.
Well, it is a beautiful building, and you go down there at night when it's lit up, and it gives you some hope. So I will tell you what I've been given, the notes that have been put in front of me this morning. We've had over 24 people who've given the $15 a month, so that's the Miracle Maker category. So that's great. You know, if you can't write a big check or put it on your credit card right now, if you space it out, $15 a month, that's terrific. And then, listen, that we had one lady. What was her name, Adam? Do you remember the lady? $2,500. God, I can't believe. We'll pull it up
because Patricia.
It might have been Patricia. You just double check? Pamela. $2,500 from Pamela. Forgive me for forgetting Pamela. I will not forget you going forward. $2,500 gift. So when I start talking about these numbers, tell me why it matters. What is it? If we don't do well in this radiothon, what happens in 2021?
Yeah, no, you know what? I mean, every dollar counts, and that's just incredible to hear. Heartwarming, you know, whether it's, you know, Pamela or any other donor that's there in this community, dollar for dollar, this care goes to helping us take care of kids. And one of the things that I'll tell you, and I'm very proud of this, it's very important, you know, John, we serve all kids. And that's a mantra our teams feel very strongly about. I believe in that, you know, with every fiber in me and our leadership. So
you don't have to show up with a insurance card.
No.
If you are in need, this hospital will take you.
That's right. That's our commitment. And, you know, we take pride in that. There's every reason to believe, you know, the care of kids is of supreme importance. And, you know, our leadership, our board, our community, you know, we're all in for this. And so that's where you see, you know, really the magic of philanthropy and donors who see this, you know, amazing magic that happens. And the truth is, we can't do it without them. And so the ability to have these dreams and do the things we're doing, whether it's, you know, building this world-class state-of-the-art children's hospital, recruiting, you know, outstanding talent, you know, as I've shared with you in the past, these pediatric specialists are hard to find. Yeah. You know, they're in high demand. They can get a job anywhere in the country. Mm-hmm. You know, and there's roughly 250 children's hospitals out there across this country. And, you know, we have four nationally ranked programs. That's incredible. You know, when you think about the caliber of talent that's here, and they are so honored and humbled to be able to serve this community, that flywheel of support from donors in this community, making it possible dollar for dollar, helps us do the magic that we are so honored to do in healing kids.
Now, I don't know if you remember the first time we met 3 years ago. I'd just taken the job here at WRVA. And
that's right.
And you were pretty new. Weren't you new at that point?
I am. I just had my 3-year anniversary.
Okay, you and me
December
both.
1.
My anniversary, yes. My 3-year anniversary is tomorrow. And
oh,
it
wow.
was like the second day on the air, boom, I'm doing this radiothon.
I remember
and,
that.
And
that's
I,
right.
And I knew about you all, but I hope I wasn't obnoxious to you, because I had come.
No, sir.
I had come from being the communications chairman, officer, chief communications guy for a big charity up in New York. And unfortunately, you know, there's some great things about working with charities, and there's some bad things. You begin to see the shysters who are out
sure.
there, the people who are hustling for money, who then take big fancy vacations, and they have a town car pick them up at the, you know, in Times Square, and they take them to Good Morning America to do their interview. And and you start going, wait a minute, some little old lady took money out of her retirement check to give a donation, and you all are spending it on wine at dinner, and you guys are, you know, and one of the things I think I asked you in that first meeting was, tell me about how you protect the money that is given to you. Are you serious about helping the kids and not just buying yourselves new suits and the fancy new building and all that stuff?
Right.
And
you
gave me a wonderful answer. I want to give you the chance to share that commitment with this audience, because I think a lot of our folks probably are skeptical of a lot of charities.
Yeah,
understandably so.
Yeah, no, you bet. And you know what, John, that is such a fair question, and that's incredibly important. You know, trust is essential for any successful organization, any successful effort, certainly for the care and healing of kids. It's of supreme importance. And so, yes, we are held to the highest standard. I personally feel that sense of accountability. We have a tremendous foundation and with an outstanding leadership team. We also have the accountability to the board. And so every dollar that we are so fortunate to have raised for Children's Services, there is oversight for how those dollars are spent. And the truth is, we should be held accountable. You know, so that higher standard is these dollars that are raised, they allow us to be able to take care of kids and to share that message back with our donors, whether it's dollars that go toward recruiting a physician, dollars that go toward a meal for a family, dollars that go toward child life specialist care for kids who are sick in our emergency department or on one of our floors. We need to be able to tell that story and demonstrate the highest level of integrity. And, you know, one of the things I am very aware of, you know, that great saying, to whom much is given, much is required. Mm-hmm. I am so humbled. I am so humbled at this time to be in a position where we have the ability with these, you know, very precious resources to move forward with such a transformational project, such a critical area of focus, which is how do we continue to improve the care and heal kids and families. And so if anything, I feel even more responsibility today than even when we had that conversation 3 years ago. Yeah. And that is from my heart to you, and you keep me in check on that. But that would be my honest, you know, heartfelt response.
Well, that's why I asked the question. I think it's an important one for everybody who runs a charity to be able to answer clearly. And your books seem to be pretty open. I remember kind of digging around, like, all right, I got to talk about this group. Let me look at them and make sure I know what they're up to. And, you know, that's why we share these stories of families that didn't expect. It's not like they woke up one morning and thought, oh, yeah, we're going to be at the Children's Hospital. It just happens. You know, you find out the kid has cancer. Maybe there's a troubled birth that you weren't ready for. And suddenly you're at Children's Hospital and you're going, oh, my God, I hope these people can help me. And you all have consistently delivered. And I've been keeping my eye on you. And so I feel confident in putting kind of my reputation on the line here on the radio station. Not just because my boss says, hey, we're going to do a radiothon, but because I really believe in what you're doing.
Well, that means a lot to me. And I assure you that is not taken lightly by me or anyone on our team. And I think about a story, you know, this is a very true story. I remember just starting here, and I had a wonderful opportunity to speak to a group of families, you know, that we take care of with our cancer program.
Right.
And we have a great team there, and they do some amazing things. And you think about, just as you described, the situations that arise, many times unplanned. And this mother had shared with me the story of her young child who had started just getting very, very sick and developing symptoms and had, you know, some bleeding of the gums and didn't know what was happening, mm-hmm. right? And next thing she knows, she's in the emergency department. The next thing she knows, she's being admitted to the floor. The next thing she knows, she finds out that her child has cancer. Mind you, my friend, this all happened within 24 hours. So she went from a situation of being at home with her family, getting through the day, trying to do all the right things to love her kids and do the honorable thing there. And now she's in this position of her child, who she loves. You know, we've talked about this together, yeah. you and I. Yeah. We live for our kids, right? And now she's faced with this uncertainty. And this is what she said to me, and this is an honest story. Elias, please make sure we do all the right things so that the people who kept my child alive have what they need to do this. Yeah. And so I feel that, and I share that story with you because that resonates deep in my heart. Well, and I will never forget that conversation.
I believe it. 70,000 kids treated every year at the Children's Hospital of Richmond. And you know what, Elias? Let me make sure I give this number for people who've been waiting for the right moment to donate. I mean, it could be a big donation like Pamela and the $2,500. My God, thank you, Pamela. Or it could be like me yesterday, $250. And all the people who took me up on that challenge, thank you for matching me yesterday. Or you could do the $15 a month, or you could do it one time, just $25 today. If that's all you could do, awesome. 228-5437 is the number to call and give a donation. 228-5437. 30 kids are in the ICU right now. So can we get 30 miracle makers? That's people who give $15 a month for 2021. Hold on, Adam, the producer. What is that? Chris from Richmond just called in. $1,000.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Chris, thank you. Thank you. Hey,
thank
Elias,
you,
people hear you. They know the good work you're doing, and they're responding. Mm. And I'm so happy to be a part of this movement with you. And I know you all do a great, great job. We'll keep it up. And then Jeff Katz is going to bring it home for us this afternoon.
No, that's wonderful. Well, I tell you what, and this is the truth, it inspires us. I mean, to feel this support from this community, it means everything to our teams. And I will be speaking later this afternoon to our entire team, and I'll make sure to share this level of incredible support.
We're going to have good news.
Us.
We're going to have some good news for you. I can feel it. And I was listening
Thanks,
to
buddy.
Jeff, and he, you know, with his personal life story and his family, he can sure tell you about it. Hey, Elias Nujar, the CEO of the Children's Hospital of Richmond, thank you for being with us this morning.
Hey, John, I appreciate you, and best wishes to your family. Thanks to all your listeners.
Thank you.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand.
Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.